You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sabres coach Lindy Ruff. That is really a thing. Still not really.
It's been a couple of weeks. Where was it? No, just last Tuesday.
Last week.
It was 2 weeks ago they fired him.
Last Monday was the news.
Right. Right around 5 o'clock, I feel like. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Right.
803-0550 for your thoughts on the draft. What's not been said? There's probably a lot that's not been said. For as much as talking as we're doing about the draft and Kansas City and what the optics are, and also what the optics are worth in terms of this trade the Bills made with the Chiefs. The optics are tough, mostly tough. They're also like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty, yep, pretty bold to do what the Bills did, netting Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, and eventually the Bills dropping back into round two. You tell me if I overstate this. I know I'm not alone in trade down, draft value, dart throws, odds, probabilities. I know I'm not alone in that. Like, I take those cues from a lot of people that are out there doing very smart, data-driven work, and more teams in terms of drafting, definitely in terms of on-field decisions, have come miles in this direction. I know I'm not alone, but I do tend to think that I'm in the minority. And this situation with Coleman and Worthy, where Worthy gets from a Bills pick that they traded to Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelce, Hollywood, Rashee Rice, how much better can a receiver prospect do than that sort of starting point? Versus Coleman, who does get Josh Allen, which is good, but it's all about kind of the subtractions. Diggs leaving, Davis leaving, you know, what's Kincaid, what's Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir? It's like all question marks. And I don't know. It's a tougher spot by enough of a margin, I think, that it just sets up for how willing and how soon will Bills fans be ready to not worry about how the Chiefs got to Worthy? I mean, there'll be fans who will never forget it if they keep winning and we keep losing to them.
There's all kinds of possibilities there. The guy could have a barely an NFL existence to start his career. But if he catches a big pass against you in the playoffs, think about like MVS last year, the Chiefs at receiver, all they do is drop the ball. This guy especially drops the ball. How's a 44-yarder for you in the most important game of the year? Thanks. If Worthy does that, either here or in Arrowhead in a playoff game, It isn't going to matter if he caught 12 balls all year or 112. It's just going to be like, look at this guy. He's running past our fancy new safety, and he's open.
Oh, no.
And he just caught the ball.
Oh,
and
no.
Like,
that's right. We can line up one-on-one with him.
Right.
With Cole Bishop.
Right.
Is that his name?
Cole Bishop, yes. So, you know, that some people will never let go of it. It really is dependent on how the Bills, partially. I mean, it's dependent on many things. There's many offshoots. I think you just said this a few minutes ago or last segment. Like, there's just a lot to consider, you know, from a possibility standpoint. A lot right now, I would say, much like Josh Allen hitting for the Bills, undoes the Bills giving Kansas City the 10th pick in 2017 so they can draft Patrick Mahomes. You still would rather have Mahomes. I think any Bills fan, as much as you love Josh Allen, and I count myself among those who love Josh Allen as a football player and as the quarterback of my favorite team, the only guy I think I would take instead of him is the guy that I let Kansas City get the year before. That's it. I mean, and so that buffers, you know, how upset you want to be. You could still choose to be really mad about it. We still could have had Mahomes. Okay. I feel like that's close enough to a push at this point that I don't need to dwell on it. That's where the pressure on Coleman comes in. If they make Worthy work and it looks like a success and Coleman is just sort of, you know, he's not as polished, it's going to take a little longer, and the Bills are sort of languishing along with him, then I think a lot of people are going to be coming over and going like, hey, we should have never done that. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it now, but it'll be dwelled on depending on how Coleman does. Even more, as much or more than Worthy. I mean, if they both hit, great. Okay, we're fine. We got our guy, you got your guy, you preferred him. That's the way it goes. But if it's lopsided in the Chiefs' favor, at least to start, it could be tough.
Jay is with us. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm not on team frustrated, team happy. I don't pretend to know. But it's like we were kind of talking about getting a receiver even when we had Diggs. And then now we don't have Diggs. And Bulldog's talking like they should be getting three receivers in the draft. And I don't remember what your position was, Mike. But, you know, they ended up not doing anything of the sort and then trading down. And, you know, it doesn't look anything like the draft we thought we were going to get. And I don't think it's coming down to, like, it's one player. Sure, it's a team sport, but they didn't do anything we thought they were supposed to do to make it not about one player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever talked about three, but, you know, I definitely wanted to double dip. I love the idea of two of their first three picks even. When we thought they were going to get that third-round pick, they ended up getting one in these transactions. That's how they ended up with a third-round pick. But either way, it left a lot of us, I think, wanting, where's the other guy? Just give me another shot at it here in case Coleman does, you know, need some time. You know, at least I have another shot at it. I mean, I accept Beans been asked about this, not surprisingly. And he's talked about guys that they grabbed last year, shorter, who basically redshirted last year. And I think Bean even mentioned Shavers, another bigger receiver that they picked up on the practice squad last year. And so, you know, I don't hear Bean mentioning KJ Hamler as an idea here. You're not going to go long. You get past Shavers and Shorter, and I think you're to KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella. I don't know.
Coleman mentioned KJ Hamler.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he mentioned his name. I don't know what to do with any of that. Your thing, I want you to finish your point. Your thing yesterday was just can I get a break from all the receivers that are available that the Bills might sign here in the next few months? I think I'm going to need the same break from, like, who's on the practice squad and Quintez Cephas and Mac Hollins and KJ Hamler. Like, these are not players who are on fantasy football rosters. Okay, so I'm really going to have the same team? I doubt it.
Right. Yeah, so I part of the reason you wanted a second guy is, ideally, is that some speed? Is it just something that they aren't long in? And instead, they chose to not do that at all. And Like, that's not a reflection on, you know, I'm not here to tell you the scouting report on the off-ball linebacker they picked in the fifth round, okay? Maybe that'll be a nice depth piece for them. I just look at this receiving corps right now. Look at the skill players on the Bills, and I just do not see, well, home. I don't see power. I don't see home run power anywhere. And, look, you can get around the bases lots of different ways, but it's harder to just bunt guys along and hit it to right field and go first to third. I'm worried the Bills are becoming like a little bit of a paper lion, paper tiger in the form of being a hot-rodded offense. They have a quarterback that warrants being that offense, and you know, it's possible I'm missing the big picture. Like, the league is taking that away. It's harder to be that, so let's be something else. I still think speed kills. And I went from, you know, for me personally, Worthy became my favorite idea almost entirely because of the speed and everything else. Like, I didn't just want the fast guy, but I bought into him as a prospect. So fastest guy in the draft to one of, if not the slowest receiver in the class, at least of the top guys. I mean, wow.
It's one important element, and there are others. Like, Worthy was the, whose report was Scott Barrett? Somebody had him as the worst deep ball catcher in the class.
Yes.
Like, adjusting to passes down the field. You know, maybe the Chiefs' dream is screens, you know, and just breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe Neighbors is going to look for the Giants, something like that. I think about you brought up, I'm sorry for this, everybody, but how many people, like, you brought up the Bills trading, the Chiefs get Mahomes through the Bills. How many people are connecting that? I mean, it's a long time ago, but you're so in their shadow.
Yeah.
You're so in their shadow because of that. Like, as good as Allen is. I don't know who the Red Sox got for Babe Ruth. I don't know. Like, did they just get money? Like, nobody knows that.
Money to produce a play, I think, is the story.
Yeah. No. We just know that the Yankees won 24 championships until the Red Sox won any. Like, it's just, for your entire life as the Red Sox, you're like, well, we're not them. And that is what the Bills are. As many games as they've won, as exciting as it's been since, well, that moment, we're not them.
Right.
Like, it's only so satisfying. Allen and,
yeah, and, you
and
can,
Trey White.
And you can tell yourself as many times as you need to, or have someone who cares about your sanity tell you as many times as you need to hear it, that, you know, well, yeah, they were going to get their guy anyway, probably. They don't get everything right. You know, it's you know, they've missed on receivers. Yes. But dealing with you, they have not missed. It's only one. They wanted Mahomes. They targeted him. They targeted you to deal with. They came up and they got him, and you let them do it. And so now, okay, nobody knows anything. I know Andy Reid doesn't have a secret sauce. He's not able to differentiate this guy from that guy any better than Brandon Bean is. But they've got three rings and found out a way to invent, like, to turn Tyreek Hill into this monster threat that he is, and now they've got the fastest guy in the draft. Okay, sure, it'll work because I want it to. It'll work because they'll miss. They do miss sometimes, but I'm telling you, you said a minute ago, I never got a chance to answer, like, would you make that deal?
Yes, right.
I think I would hang up on them. I'm admitting, I don't think I would be a very good GM because, you know, the thing I appreciate about Bean doing what he did is, we know what we're doing. We do this. I don't value this player. We don't value this player like they do. So let them pay me to come get him because I'm not worried about him. Okay. They did that 7 years ago, and that guy is the best player we've ever seen at the position. So, you know, I know they have their share of misses too, but I'm just worried now that we've connected with them on this deal, and if it doesn't turn into one of their misses, it's going to be some tough times.
It'll be some of these tough times all through the summer, because they can't change the conversation until the game starts.
No, there's going to be nothing to do about any of it.
Almost really until the playoffs start. They really can't change the conversation for a long time. And it's going to drive a lot of people crazy. If the Bills were listeners, it would drive them crazy. You know, it depends how these guys do. Bean said that too on McAfee. You know, it gets played out on the field. It's Coleman and Worthy. It's the third round pick that they got because they traded up from the fourth round in the same trade. It's the pick at the beginning of the seventh round that they got in the same trade from picking toward the end, which they drafted a rugby player. Rugby Hive, by the way, is out.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody you know, I think, that's into rugby is, like, ready to champion this pick, you know, where, like, I said yesterday, Jerry Rice's son was on the board, and our guest today brought his name up, too, Brendan Rice. You know, yes, it's the seventh round. What are the odds? But still, like, it would have looked, to me anyway, would have looked a little better. Chris is next. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You guys are describing, like, well, the what ifs, and can you imagine if Coleman doesn't work out? I'm, like, envisioning what happened to the defense at the end of the year last year. And I know that's, like, very negative thinking, but we're already thin at these skill positions. Injuries happen all the time. You don't just draft more than one guy because one's not going to work out, or one might not work out, the whole hit or miss thing, right? It's just simple math. They have a lot of room during training camp. Just get receivers in the door, work them out. The only thing we heard Bean say at the end of the draft that it was unlikely, I'm paraphrasing, but it was unlikely that, you know, they were going to make like a big splash or a big trade. Okay, fine. But, you know, OBJ, like, I don't care, like, undrafted free agents, just get them in the door. Just, it doesn't cost a lot of money. Bring them to camp. You hear these guys always talk about coaches and GMs. You know, the draft is done. It is what it is, right? But you hear them say, you know, we're always looking to upgrade the position. We want to put the best people on the field. So, okay, like, we missed on, you know, the guy that KC drafted and all these guys. And look, I'm annoyed too, because just like everybody else, I knew about like receivers that I never watched play once, and I'm doing like 100 mock drafts. And, like, I'm an expert at Jerry Rice's kid, and I'm like, you know, no, of course I'm not, right? But like, it would have been nice, even if it wasn't somebody that was protected in one of the top rounds. Like, just get them. I'm repeating myself now. Just get them in the door. Try them out.
Yep.
Don't tell me that this is it. Don't tell me that this is all we can do.
Well, I like your thinking. They're doing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Or have done some form of that. You know, Bulldog listed some names earlier that are not on the tip of anybody's tongue, but they're on the roster.
Right.
And there could be a couple more. You bring in
They'll have 15 receivers in training camp, won't they? Or 10, whatever. They'll have a crap ton of receivers in training camp.
Yeah. So you're right. Like, that makes sense. they're kind of doing some form of that, or have like Cephas and Hollins and Shorter and Hamler and a couple others, like Isabella. It's just like this is really like cast off central, though.
Right.
And it's hard to. Somebody compared it on Twitter to me today to Moneyball. And I haven't figured out what I want to say to that. Because I don't think you would choose it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be, as somebody that's going to be talking about it all the time, that's where my line is drawn as of now, is like that the Bills would rather be a team with more weapons, you know? No way. Absolutely not. Does anybody disagree that Stephon Diggs was traded because of a personality conflict? Does anybody not think that? The fact that they cost them so much cap money to do it, and he hadn't really fallen off as a player too much, if at all. And Bean is talking about, you know, trading to the Chiefs in this interview he did today. He did literally trade Diggs to Houston, which is almost like where you are. They went to the second round too. So I don't think they wanted to be, well, let's just go get five Mac Hollinses and we'll draft a guy, whether end of first, beginning of second, whatever. Same thing to me. We'll draft a guy and we'll be fine. We'll be better off. I mean, a lot of Bills fans are going to want to say that they're better off because that's where they want to be. It's going to feel better to think that. And they're going to talk about, we've heard it, like what they didn't like about Diggs. Now that he's gone, but when he was here, it was what they did like about him. Now he's gone, so it'll be what they didn't like about him. And construct this idea that the team is better off this way. And I'll be very tough to persuade. I don't see why a team, you know, we spent a good 2 years here watching them win a lot of games going, well, what are they missing? And maybe the most common answer would have been wide receiver two.
Skill, yeah.
Wide receiver two. If they only had somebody more reliable, more dangerous across from Diggs, then look out. Eric Eager and the like, they come on our show and talk about how playoff success has so much to do with how good your wide receiver two is. T. Higgins, you know, and on other examples. And did Davis really ever measure up? Of course, he had that historically good game.
But no, he never
did. In a playoff game. But no. That's kind of how we've been talking about this for the last couple of years. Now the Bills have sort of, whatever the opposite of double down is, they've taken away wide receiver one. And, you know, Coleman will be something. And Samuel will be something. But they really don't have a wide receiver one. And maybe they don't have a wide receiver two right now. Somebody's going to have to start.
Right.
But.
Coleman to me is squatting on wide receiver two. If he's starting on the boundary, I would expect him to be on the field a lot unless he just absolutely is not up to it. So I think, right now I feel like he's wide receiver two by default. He hasn't earned that, but he walks in the door and he's that. That in and of itself is not a good sign. Like, wouldn't you rather have to be fending off the idea that he's gonna start fourth on the depth chart and he's gonna have to work his way up because he's a rookie,
like Worthy will.
A pecking order, right? And instead, it's just like, no, you're on the team, great. Here you go. What number you want? You're on the outside, great. You're gonna be on the field 90% of the time. Let's go.
We need you.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, the Bills need him, and in the Chiefs comparison, that won't ever that Bean just reignited. Right. You know, or added to. He fanned the flame of the Chiefs.
It's point. A little softer point of entry for their guy.
Totally. Look what just happened with Rice.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the Moneyball thing is an interesting, you know, concept. And I'm curious about if you will respond, because you're not sure what to say yet. My initial thought is, and this is not so much, like I'm not quoting from the book here by saying this, or the movie. But if I'm going to just try to approach my position group, and in this case, it's receiver, with, well, I need bodies. I need to find some certain skill sets. I would sooner try that with guys who haven't done it and failed yet. Like, I've got a bunch of journeymen, and I know that can be that's Moneyball too. But I just,
that's Hedeberg.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It can work.
What am I doing here? I just.
We can work.
They've got a bunch of guys that haven't done it. I mean, they can't, but I don't know, man. I'm not.
But what do they do?
Excited about any of those guys, really.
When I point to you, I want you to talk. To get on base. To get on base. 803-0550. Back to your calls right after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
There's some legitimate long speed and juice and quickness. So he's got a pretty complete skill set. Maybe not a take the top off, you know, the defense type of wide receiver. He's not a true burner vertically, but like the quick twitch stuff and the ability to kind of open up when he gets going. Those traits exist for sure, and they blend really well with that size and frame I mentioned at the top.
Check out today's Extra Point show for more on Keon Coleman. Brendan Sinone, 24/7 Sports, talking there about Coleman. Use the Audacy app for anything you missed, AUDACY. It's free. Or find somebody who tape records these shows, and then maybe that's easier for you to look someone up, borrow from them, and listen to them on cassette. Somebody still doing that? Is one person still doing that? Would they ever have been doing that?
Ever, yes. Currently, I'm going to go with no.
If I had been like, and I was, by the way, like 12 years old when you were on, I would have probably taped you.
Wow.
I probably would have been doing that.
Well, I hope somebody did that.
I taped play-by-play.
On like a big boombox.
And then I would erase around the highlights and try to like, or get a second tape recorder and tape over, like record over to the new tape, just the highlights. I would do this for the Mets and for the Sabres and for the Bills. And the Leafs sometimes too. I always love Joe Bowen, who's still going strong in Toronto. So yeah, there's that little insight into me.
Had a lot of friends as a kid, didn't you?
No. And I also did not need to just refill my coffee, by the way. But that happened. 803-0550. Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hope everything's going well.
Thanks. You too.
I think the draft is what it is. I think they were looking at their salary cap. They knew it was going to be rough. To what extent they thought this thing with Diggs might come to a head, but I think once that happened, they're looking at this year not as a full, a full court press to get to the championship. They're a little bit of taking the medicine. They're going to try to refill players. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone big gets hurt, I don't see them going out in free agency or wherever trying to sign it like they did last year, trying to get Rasul Douglas. And what I hope is that all these guys they draft make the roster. I'd rather have one of these kids on the roster for 4 years and learn how to play than them sign, an experienced offensive lineman for 1 year and then the guy's gone. And, you know, if the center turns into a starting center, if these other guys turn into reliable backups this year, and then next year Bean is, you know, he's stockpiling salary cap, M picks, I want him to win. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's kind of a soft reset this year. And, people are pissed about the Worthy pick. I understand it. But I think I'm okay with Keon Coleman and the defensive back we got versus Worthy and, you know, the guy they got in the fourth round at safety or something. So thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Appreciate that, Steve. I have pushed back on this concept of soft rebuild, take your medicine. Mike used that phrasing one day last week or the week before, and I remember I sort of said, no, this is not the time for that. I've got this quarterback, and no, that's not how you do it. I don't have to be right about that opinion. It's mostly just wanting to hold them, I want them to be competitive. I want them to be as great as they can be. Josh Allen's prime is not going to last forever. But the reality is, you might be more right than me about it. That might be their overarching view of it. Is like, we'll just take, kind of how it sounded in Kansas City 2 years ago when they traded Hill. We're not going to touch Mahomes' contract. We'll just sort of eat it this year and get through it. And, they won the Super Bowl anyways. So
it's so annoying.
It really is. Maybe you can do that too. I don't know, but I am. If Brandon Bean is being completely honest, and there isn't a big wide receiver trade coming, I am blown away that they did the Diggs thing. Because the only thing that helped me make peace or make sense of that when it happened was, here comes the other shoe. How big is the shoe? Is it a work boot or is it a tiny little high heel? Something's going to happen here. More than just drafting one receiver in the second round of the draft. And it never came. And here we are. We're through the draft. And Bean is talking like, my team is on the floor, at least as far as receiver goes. And I'm blown away by that. And it does lend itself to how Steve was talking. That it's just sort of, you know, just sort of tread water. They're never going to say they're not trying to be as great as they can be. But what were their actions? He even said they didn't try to move up at all.
Yes. There's just, you know, listen to the caller, right? If the fifth round pick center is good, and if it's really not the second round pick you'd want, if you wanted to get specific with the Chiefs trade, it would be the third round pick. That's who they got in the trade, you know, that pick. If. There are more ifs than before. Because for the last two or three years, the ifs were if they can win in the playoffs against them. Like, it's not so much what they need to do to the roster. It's just, can they win the game? But this, for the first time in years, is we're hoping that day three picks turn out. Like, that is just not what this has sounded like. And I don't want to apologize for this, but the Bills can't change the conversation for at least 4.5 months. Nothing will happen. Well, they could do something else to the roster. They can't. They don't get to play games for that long. So until then, you just kind of have, for the first thing the caller said was, is what it is. That's right. It's just talk, conversation, expectations, all of that, projections, all of that. That's what it is. But it doesn't feel great compared to, I do not, for one, want to try to talk myself into, let's hope that, what is even the guy's name from the fifth round?
Cedric Van Pran Granger.
That's a lot of names.
Center from Georgia.
That's a lot of name. Turns into a great player. You know, that's not likely. When you're good, it's even less likely because you don't have as much room for somebody to come out of nowhere and make the roster and start and matter. On a bad team, that would be more likely to happen. Anyway, Eric is next. Hi, Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Thanks for taking my call. Listen to you guys every day on the way home. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Couple things. You know, I think that we're really missing the point here with the whole Coleman thing. Honestly, I think we're getting really weighed down with the narrative from the national media about Coleman being slow. His time was a 4.61. That's faster than Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Anquan Boldin. His gauntlet drill is faster. He was the third fastest time as a wide receiver last year. Xavier Worthy had a case of a drop last year at Texas. But outside of that, I think the Bills did a great job. I mean, we have 2 twos next year. We have 2 fours. We got Coleman. We're forgetting about Kincaid. It was a first-round pick last year. He's going to get a ton of extra targets. And let's not forget, I mean, there's going to be guys who are going to be cut as we move on. There's going to be deals we had. I mean, Zay Jones just became available. He's a solid, dependable receiver. Guys like Cortland Sutton will probably become available as teams want to move on from other receivers. I don't think this is like a, you know, the media is going to want to make it the Bills versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs really, they tricked us. They fooled us. Xavier Worthy is the next coming of, you know, Henry Ruggs. I don't know. I mean, he's fast, but you got to be able to get there. And, you know, we want a burner. But last year, defense took that away from Davis and Diggs. So having a guy who can really make up speed and have fast twitch like Keon Coleman, I mean, and he's the cookie monster. We got to love him. So, I mean, this is exciting. As a Bills fan, I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I'll wait to hear you guys talk about, you know, the prospects we have, like a Zay Jones or a Cortland Sutton. But I don't want those big guys like Ayuk or Higgins either. We don't need to spend money on those guys. We have a roster that's going to win now.
Well, this is definitely what Go Bills sounds like. I mean, this is every point, right from the PR guide about guys who ran this 4.6. I mean, Hall of Famers. I don't want to live my life leaning on outliers, but sure, Jerry Rice in the 1985 draft, the best ever. Okay. I mean, these are outlier examples. Not everything you said was. Anything can work, right? I mean, that's always true. You can be optimistic.
Sure. I'm listening. I you know, it could all work.
Zay Jones is not interesting to me, really. He's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah, yes.
It's not the worst idea, but
I feel like every receiver I have besides Keon Coleman could be Zay Jones.
Like, yeah, leftovers.
Like, oh, this guy's all right. He's caught some balls in the league. I got to throw him on the pile with all the other guys that we already talked about here to an extent. He's accomplished more than those guys, Isabella or even Hamler, whatever. I don't know. Maybe don't take Bean's word for it that they're done. If you want, like, there will be, like the callers suggesting, there'll be guys in the spring and summer later on, and maybe they'll move. Maybe they'll get a look at their team when they get on the field and realize that they're missing something. I don't know. It's just starting to feel like the caller Steve really is kind of, I don't want to say he's in my head. I think I have been trying to fend that idea off, that it's sort of a pause button year. Because I don't think you should take pause button years when Josh Allen is your quarterback. And they chose to move Diggs. That was their choice. I don't know to what extent he gave them no choice, but you always have a choice. And the Bills decided to do that, and there isn't a corresponding big move. And I'm feeling like that's the first real credible sign that they're just sort of, you know, we had at some point here, we had to kind of hunker down, and this is hunker down. I don't know. I mean, I hope it works.
Every segment is going to end up with, I hope it works. It could be wrong. Anything can work. Every single one. Like, okay. Cringing a little bit. We'll come back and try it again, 803-0550 for you to join us. I'm not sure Bulldog has checked out the names of the Derby horses yet. There's a lot to say.
I did, actually.
About that list.
I looked at the whole list.
Some good names, some better names.
I don't remember any of them, but nothing jumped out. I was looking for one that would jump out at me like, bet me, and that didn't happen.
Sierra Leone is one.
Yeah.
One of the favorites, yeah. Sierra Leone.
Oh, they might win?
Country.
I'm not going to bet on that.
Country in West Africa, Sierra Leone. I wonder if he has ties to the area. This horse. So, yeah, we can mix it up. We don't only have to talk about the draft. 803-0550.
I was mixing it up.
Yeah, sports, anyway.
Good job.
Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. This is WGR. Yes. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Michael Gallup to the Raiders, 1 year, $3 million. Would you have wanted to take a... That yesterday, we were thinking of out loud available veteran receivers, and I said, there's one more guy. That was it.
That was him, yeah.
Yeah, but then he was signed, so...
Yeah. That was already... I think by the time we were on the air yesterday, that was already being reported. No.
Here is what's being missed. Here's the thing you're missing, guys. The Bills are signing a player named Bills.
Right, I did see something about that today.
How great is that? Let's see the Chiefs match that. Keaton Bills is a real guy from Utah, a lineman, offensive lineman from Utah, who is reportedly signing with the Bills as an undrafted free agent. Keaton Bills. Come on. I mean, you want that jersey. If he makes it, if he's good, makes the team, and you're walking around the Bills jersey with the word Bills on the name Bills on the back. Has any team ever had a player with the same name as the team? What would be the funniest?
He hate me.
Oh, the original Pittsburgh franchise. Pittsburgh, he hate me. Yeah, I forgot about that. Not too many plural names, you know? Like, there's not going to be a guy named Commanders.
No.
Right? Usually, or Eagles.
Not, no.
No. Bills. Really? Bill. Keaton Bills. Why have we not talked about this all day? At least we got it in. I'd be upset if we didn't get it in.
That's to your credit. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Keaton Dolphins. I don't see him signing anywhere. Would the Bills have signed Keaton Dolphins? Now Bean is really putting his neck out there.
If you're going to trade with the Chiefs, you better sign a guy named Dolphins.
That's right.
If he fits.
Right, everybody? Right, everybody? Yes. There could be a guy named Rams.
Sure. Yeah.
But the Niners wouldn't sign him. Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hey, guys, I actually had to Google that name, that Bill's name, like
me
three
too.
Times.
Me too.
I finally realized that, okay, I guess it's really true, and it wasn't a run-on sentence. But, you know, we look at this year, it's a reset. You know, we can all use different narratives in different words. You have a franchise quarterback. It's never going to be a rebuild. But what's tough as fans is every year, probably for the last 3 years, you know, we kind of knew what our team was going into the year. We had our core. We knew who it was. We kind of figured what we needed to do, and we waited for the playoffs. And now we just have to, unfortunately or fortunately, let things play out a little bit to kind of see who's going to fill that core that aged out. And that's this year. And the good thing about the NFL is, unless you're Kansas City, if you have a franchise quarterback, you get a little luck in the schedule, you get an injury with a team that's in the hunt, you stay healthy, you're always going to have a shot to catch lightning in a bottle and make a Super Bowl run. So, but it's just tough as fans. We got to sit back and figure this out.
No, that's right. I mean, I think the uncertainty about, you know, really the uncertainty that gets created when you lose cornerstone players like the Bills loss. I mean, I think any one of Morse, Hyde, Poyer, Tre'Davious White, you can say the exact same thing about. Like, that's a important, impactful player performance-wise and leadership, culture, the whole thing. Those guys all really mattered. You know, I've said leading up to the draft, at least as it pertains to the safeties, I would not say this, and maybe Trey White too. I wouldn't say it about Morris. I feel like Morris was still like at a level where, you know, you want to keep going with him. I would not have gotten in the way of that. I think his play was still at a high enough level that he didn't need to be replaced. The other guys, I think, to different extents, you can argue that it was time. And so the opportunity that comes with that, you could actually improve. You're losing something that's comfortable and that you can count on. What you don't know is whether you could get better. And I know that sounds crazy, and I don't mean that to be disrespectful to those guys. It's just age and time and reality. It just comes. So you were already doing that, but the Diggs trade was like the one push into the unknown that I anyway didn't need. And largely the reaction you're hearing from me about all of this, the draft and all of it, is that they did not do anything substantive to replace him. And I'm a little freaked out by that.
It's almost like they thought they couldn't. So I don't know. Keaton Bills. By the way, I should have said, I'm not sure how he pronounces it.
Keaton or Bills?
All of it. 803-0550. Thank you, everyone. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Back with more after sports here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.